You're listening to OpBank on 95 BFM.
Yes, you are. And if you are just tuning in this half of the show, I'm going to be speaking to Nigel Burrell. Nigel is a curator and artist. And of course, his major achievement of the last few years was curating the landmark survey exhibition Toi Tu Toi Ora Contemporary Māori Art at the Auckland Art Gallery Toi O Tamaki. And the catalogue for that, I believe, is coming soon. But we spoke for another major project Nigel has on the horizon. It's the Wairu Māori Art Gallery, which is opening in connection with the Hundavasa Art Centre in Whangarei this coming Sunday. So in a week's time, after over a decade of planning, the gallery will be opening. And there was, you know, more kind of elaborate launch ceremony for the public planned, and RED has meant that some of those public ceremonies will be delayed until when it feels safe to do so. But yes, from the 20th, it will be open to the public. And Nigel is one of the organising facilitators behind the gallery, which is the first public Māori art gallery in Aotearoa. And he's also curated the first exhibition to open the gallery, which collects works by 9 Māori artists with connections to the Northland area. So we're going to jump into that interview now. This is Nigel Burrell speaking about the Wairu Māori Art Gallery. I wanted to start by asking a bit about the Wairau Māori Art Gallery, because as well as curating the first exhibition, you're on the Board of Trustees. So I was wondering if you could talk about how it came to be, and also the relationship with the Hundavasa Art Centre.
Sure. I suppose, you know, the Hundavasa Art Centre and Wairau Māori Art Gallery was really brought about through, in many ways, Hundavasa himself, Frederick Hundavasa, had a deep desire to ensure that Māori were visible and their presence within the unique fabric of this country was part of the way in which not just an art centre of this kind, but art and culture unique to this place was represented and discussed. And that was his desire and aim. And when the conversation turned to Hundavasa Art Centre, it was really the push of his trust and of Hundavasa himself that Māori were part of that conversation. And I mean, that's really how it began. And it was his desire that actually initiated that whole approach. And so when, you know, fast forward another 15 odd years, Hundavasa has passed away, and there is still a desire to continue with this centre. The Wairau Māori Art Gallery was initiated in response to that desire of the Hundavasa Trust to ensure that Māori were part of the building and that were visible as part of that story of art and of this landscape. So, you know, this isn't necessarily a well-known story, but it's a really important one when we think about the makeup of and the reason why the Wairau Māori Art Gallery is partly in that mix. It's responding to his desire to have it visible in partnership with and as part of how we think about New Zealand art. So Wairau Māori Art Gallery was created through its founding members in Elizabeth Hauraki, Elizabeth Ellis and Ngahi Raka Mason, who really spearheaded this idea of the Wairau Māori Art Gallery being an autonomous entity and having its own gallery space that allowed us to profile the best of contemporary Māori art and give voice and authority to Māori curators and writers to help present that. And it's been in the planning, the thinking, the shaping, the fundraising, both the Wairau Māori Art Gallery and the Hundavasa Art Centre for the last 15 years. So yeah, it's been a slow machine, but a really steady one. And of course, anyone who's followed the progression of the art centre, its funding, its development, will know that the ups and downs that have occurred in terms of its momentum and the realisation of the centre. So it's great to be at this stage.
And when did you and other subsequent trustees become involved?
Yeah, I think as the project developed, more senior Māori curators, artists, Māori arts advocates were brought on board to help support and that believed in the kaupapa and the idea of the Arts Centre were brought on board to assist and support it. I came on board in 2015 and it went in tandem with my new role at that time as the curator Māori art at the Auckland Art Gallery. And I was invited to be on the Wairau Māori Art Gallery Charitable Trust, along with the Hundavasa Art Centre project at that time, along with a number of others. Tim Melville of Tim Melville Gallery is also a trustee, and I think he came on around a similar time. Lisa Rehana, one of our senior contemporary Māori artists, came on a little bit earlier, and other really significant Māori advocates, artists, and experts such as Patu Hohepa, a little bit earlier to that. Taipari Munro, who is of course from the north. Benjamin Pittman, who is also on there. And it's just growing in terms of that momentum as we've been able to realise and to see in more detail what the Wairau Māori Art Gallery looks like in the flesh, but also in the aspiration and in the work and shaping the work of what we wanted to present. And like anything, it's slightly organic. It's most definitely under COVID. It's a moving feast, but it's also one that has been really rewarding and continues to gather momentum as we head to the opening of the gallery and the centre on the 20th of February.
And what is the gallery's sort of operational model? Like, is it looking to exhibit work from public collections, from private collections, or actively commission Māori artists and contemporary artists to make new work?
Yeah, well, it's a public Māori art gallery, so it's there for all. But it's also, you know, it's not in the business of selling work, or I think there's been some interesting conversations today around the semantics of the type of gallery it is. It's very much a public art gallery. And it's really all of those three things. It's about commissioning new work. It's about offering an opportunity for new ideas from our artists. It's about also showcasing really strong, significant collection works and works that are in private collections that are not often seen, but you know, might be important or essential to the story that's been told at any one time. And, you know, the fact that Māori curators get to also shape what that story is and the way in which it's presented is also part of the aspiration of the centre, but also the aspirations of Māori telling their stories and leading that way. So it's a mixture of all three of those elements: collection, new works, and private collection works. And it works in partnership with the Whangarei Art Museum and its collection. We're really excited to really just embed and work across all of those different dynamics to create the program and the exhibitions that we will be presenting.
And when this interview airs, will be a week out from the opening. Unfortunately, because of COVID, the ceremonial opening has had to become a private event, but from the 20th it will be open to the public. And it is, you know, it's a very big deal. It's the first public Māori art gallery solely dedicated to Māori artists and curators. But it does feel like the kind of fanfare around it has been kind of subdued. And I was curious, has it been a decision to have a kind of soft opening? or a soft launch?
There definitely has. And there's been many conversations. I mean, it's a little bit like what we're all experiencing in various ways in our own siloed projects across the country, where we were having to do a reset and a rethink about the safety of public public events and numbers, and you know, very a shifting ground in terms of what might be safe and acceptable any given week. And of course, it changes weekly, so it's been quite a roller coaster, to be honest, to try and navigate that, let alone present a show, which I'm doing largely by distance here in Auckland. Is quite a tricky undertaking, and that's partly how we've arrived at having no formal events. So just really eliminating any element of risk, but also working just like we are in every other sector of work that we are engaged with people's comfort levels. So it's important that we are being responsive to what people are comfortable in engaging in that regard in terms of public events. So for a range of reasons, we have, we'll be doing a karakia morning blessing on the 19th of February with a handful of people of Parafo Ki Tai, which hold te mana or te whenua of that site, and some of our key staff at the centre, but very low key, and that's what they've decided is best for them, and I totally respect that, and totally understand that it's just a tricky environment. So, to me, the interesting and the important date is the 20th, because it's open to the public and they get to embrace it, make their own assessment of the centre. From the inside, I think the public have been able to make an assessment of the centre from the outside, and so far so good. But we finally get to give it over to our public, to our art audiences, to ourselves at large, and allow them to own it. And that's the real milestone, is allowing that to take place and for people to experience the show, experience the centre, and to embrace it, ideally.
So that's Nigel Burrell speaking about the Waito Māori Art Gallery, and that is in Whangarei. We're going to have some more of that interview in just a moment. Up first, My Hands Are Made of Glass by Mousy.
My hand.
So that was Mousy, My Hands Are Made of Glass. And now we're going to jump into part two of my conversation with curator and artist, Nigel Burrell. You've curated the premiere exhibition, Puhi Ariki, and it focuses on 9 artists with connections to Northland. And I was curious, the gallery is situated in Whangarei, but it represents or seeks, it'll exhibit work by Māori artists from all over the nation. How did the kind of in the process in that 15-year period, what was the consultancy with the iwi who hold mana whenua over the area?
The consultancy with the mana whenua, I suppose, has been really quite tight and been very much part of the vision. And Benjamin Pittman, who is the spokesperson for the mana whenua of that site, Parafau Ki Tai, is also on the trust and has been, along with Taipare Munro, very much involved in ensuring that the steps that we make are respectful, are in unison with the wider aspirations of what the centre could do and be. And that's a work in progress.
The exhibition you've curated is named for the plumage of sailing waka, and you describe that in more detail in your accompanying statement. But you kind of hone in on 3 qualities that this metaphor describes: their balance, order, and prosperity. And I was curious, how do those qualities manifest in the exhibition you've put together?
Yeah, well, I suppose one of the reasons, I mean, like anything, there are multiple conversations at play and ways of thinking about diplomatically intersecting them. And one of them, by and large, is the aspirations for the centre and its work. And part of it is making sure that everyone feels connected, embraced, and part of that journey, whether it's the staff that are going to be engaged with the centre, or whether it's our public that are going to be engaged with the programming and the exhibition making, or whether it's our artists that are going to feel embraced by the space and its potential. To me, it's a balance of all of those things and making sure that we are working responsively and proactively in that space in accordance with some of those ideas. And so Puhi Ariki is a metaphorical way of thinking about setting the scene, if you like, about balance, about order, about working in harmony and with prosperity in mind. And it's aspirational and agenda setting in that way for the work that we want to see to continue to take place in that centre and with that exhibition making program. In a nutshell, that's what it's trying to achieve.
And you've got 9 artists. What sort of work can we expect to see when we head along on the 20th?
We've got 9 artists who all have a whakapapa connection to the north, whether that's Ngāpuhi, whether that's Te Ao Pōuri, whether that's Te Rāroa. They all whakapapa to Tai Tokerau, which was important to me and important to signal this in relation to the artists that are being selected. People can see a range of art disciplines on show from that also span the generations of art making and art practice. So with our first generation contemporary Māori artists from the 1950s and 60s, represented through the work of Ralph Hortere, one of our most iconic New Zealand artists, right through to younger generation artists such as Israel Tangaroa Birch, Leilani Kake, and Nova Paul, which represent the other end of the spectrum, who really have come through the art scene and started to present their work and do their thing since 2000, the year 2000 onwards. So there's a real span, and there's a good mix of male and female. We have Ralph Hortere, Sawan Muru, Emily Karaka, Maureen Lander, John Miller, Te Himuata Henare, Leilani Kake, Israel Tangaroa Birch, and Nova Paul. So, just giving a really strong indication and I suppose glimpse into the vitality of contemporary Māori art over those different generations, whether it's moving image, whether it's digital media, whether it's pushing the boundaries of two-dimensional paint and art making, which Israel Tangaroa Birch and his practice definitely does, or whether it's honouring our heritage art practices such as raranga weaving through the work of people such as Te Himawata Hinare, a master weaver in her own right, and Maureen Lander, a very talented senior Māori weaver and installation artist. There's a real strong nod to the diversity of art practice. And then you also have John Miller and his very long reaching documentary photography practice, which is iconic in its own self, so in its own right. So it's great to have the mix of art discipline, art dynamic, generational dynamic, and male and female energy, if you like, in a really balanced way in the show.
And I'll finish by asking, as a trustee, I imagine you'll be returning to curate again with the gallery in the sort of, you know, long-term view. Do you have sort of an idea of when that will be, or is it all quite open at the moment?
Yes, I have an idea when that will be. So at this stage, Carl Chittam is guest curating the second show, and then we are both collaborating on presenting the third exhibition. And of course, we will also have a director at the helm within a month's time. So that's also very exciting. And they will get to have input into the programming, into the exhibition making, and obviously leading the direction and the leadership of the gallery and its work. So it's very much early days. It's very exciting to be at this stage. It's been, as mentioned, you know, many years in the planning and in the making, and earnestly in the last year with COVID, it's been a real tricky landscape to navigate, but nonetheless we're here, and the space will be open and handed over to the public to make their own assessment, and hopefully to feel embraced and to be excited about the possibilities for the Hundabasa Art Centre and Wairau Māori Art Gallery when it's handed over on the 20th of February.
So that was Nigel Burrell, and yeah, head up on the 20th or, you know, any day after that. You can check out opening days by visiting the, it's at the moment, it's a sub-site on the Hundavasa Arts Centre website to get some more details about the Wairau Māori Art Gallery. But yeah, that was my conversation with Nigel Burrell.
You're listening to Art Bank on 95 BFM.